The UW capital budget has no money for new academic buildings. UW Facilities Planning Director Jim Albers says that comes at a bad time when many classrooms are becoming out of date.
We refer to it as compression. We're being squeezed within the walls of the existing facilities because of technology. But without technology, the instructional programs can't remain viable.
Albers says new construction will resume, but in a different way. The UW has a long history of paying the entire cost of classroom buildings, but Albers says those days are probably over. He says building requests better come with a pot of private money. UW Superior Chancellor Julius Erlenbach is asking for a $32 million academic building. He figures that request will languish as a low priority unless he comes up with private money to offer the UW system.
That's never been the case, and indeed, system has been resistant to it. The state has been resistant. That's, I think, why Jim has told me we're going to have to rethink how we do business. And I think he's right. This is the beginning of a trend.
Erlenbach's new building request may have jumped to the head of the class. A couple of alumni recently donated $5 million toward a new academic building. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.